Ukraine has won the Eurovision Song Contest, perhaps the biggest musical competition on the other side of the Atlantic. The song is about mothers and the motherland that Ukrainians are defending. Russia was barred from competing in the song contest this year because of its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. For Ukrainians, the victory symbolizes Europe's solidarity with their country, which remains under attack. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
Like many in Ukraine, Kadena Hajanyan watched Eurovision at home because of a wartime curfew. He spends long hours distributing food and supplies to Ukrainians displaced by the Russian invasion. And, he says, I also have lots of friends on the front line. Some have died. And on Saturday night, he imagined them singing to Stefania by Kalush Orchestra. When the band performed at the Eurovision final, he and his roommate sang too. He says it was a way to feel close to other Ukrainians, especially those defending the country from Russian attacks. Kalush Orchestra also sensed the moment. When they finished their performances, frontman Oleg Psuk made this plea.
I ask all of you, please help Ukraine, Mariupol. Help Azovstal right now!
He begged millions of viewers to help rescue wounded Ukrainian soldiers trapped in a bombed-out steel plant in the occupied port city of Mariupol. The weight of those words seemed to hang in the air as the night went on. Juries from 40 countries supported songs from Spain, Serbia, and the United Kingdom. But the public vote went overwhelmingly for Ukraine.
The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022 is... Ukraine!
Kadena Hajanyan did not hold back. The whole country was thrilled, including 29-year-old English teacher Nastya Nikitina. But, she says, winning Eurovision does not change the fact that Ukraine is a war zone.
Because, for example, I was watching Eurovision and I got the siren alert and something like that. It cannot, unfortunately, hide all the problems.
The winner of Eurovision is supposed to host the song contest in their home country the following year. There's concern that Ukraine might not be ready to do that in 2023. But Ukrainians say that this weekend is for celebrating at least a symbolic victory. And the band that declared to the world,
Slava Ukraini!
Long live Ukraine. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.